There is so much tension and contention in politics. Both parties move farther away from each other. People are left uncertain in this atmosphere. Which party should I most associate with? How should I speak with others about politics? How do I make sense of this? Do I engage in the public arena? Well, let's get political on today's Repurpose Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurpose Man podcast. I'm often asked why I don't express my political views through social media. And I think some people are wondering if I even have them. Well, from a purely personal perspective, I have rarely seen social media platforms as constructive and having the ability to move healthy and civil discourse forward in a positive way. Now, again, this is just my personal opinion, my personal stance. Now, don't get me wrong, I have opinions like everyone, and I believe I'm engaged in the process. I just haven't found social media platforms as the best way of expression, and because of the volatility in the air. You know, there's a broadening avenue of public vitriol without personal responsibility or in-person dialogue. There seems to be armies of digital activists hiding behind a phone or a computer, too often just parroting a narrative that has been set forth by a particular spectrum on the political in the political arena, and that's on both sides. Well, that's probably more than you probably care about, but that's just some personal perspective as we begin. And like I said at the intro, you know, there is so much tension and contention in politics. And if you're like me, maybe, how often do we hear now that people just don't even want to watch the news or read the news or anything just because of politics and parties, both parties moving farther away from each other. And there is this uncertainty in our culture that's left, and, you know, wondering, should I even associate with a particular party, and which party should that be? How should I speak with others about politics? And if I do, are there going to be repercussions, ramifications? You know, how do I make sense of this? How do I engage in the public square through a biblical rather than purely political lens? There's a great book that's called How the Nations Rage, Rethinking Faith and Politics in a Divided Age. And it's by a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Lehman. And I think it's an exceptional read. But he says this, and he defines politics this way. He says, politics is the story of how you and I arrange our days, arrange our relationships, and arrange our neighborhoods and nations to get what we most want, to get what we worship. So, you know, this is a battle between small g gods that takes place in the public square. You know, we who call ourselves believers in Christ and hold to a biblical worldview know the state of this world isn't a result of politics. It's a result of a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6, verse 12 says that our struggle isn't against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So that's the struggle. That's the battle. It's spiritual. So a question we have to answer is the church, are Christians fulfilling the commands of God, rather than solely on legislation passed in the public square, which too often, if not always, or rarely ever, takes into account a spiritual component. You know, we want justice, but I think we too often base it on the pendulum of fairness or vengeance. And we want justice done our way. And if it's done your way, then it is wrong. And you are wrong. You know, God's justice, which emphasizes his moral standards applied to our conduct with our fellow man might be popular or unpopular, but our political task is the same. Love our neighbor, share the gospel, and do justice. Every political policy in the public square is a small g god seeking to self-justify the group it represents. Where political agendas emphasize hope in self-justification and salvation through legislation, we are to speak with bold conviction and say true hope and salvation are found in Christ. And this task is not opinion, it is a command that should dictate our every decision, decisions that speak to our identity. And for far too many, their politics has become their identity. But what about you and I? What about our identity? Do people know more about us because of our political views or because of a Christ-like demeanor and example in speech and actions and behavior, even in the public arena, even in social platforms, even when we're engaged in politics? Well, that's all for this episode, but as we leave, I encourage us all to pray for our country as we do for the world, our friends, as well as our enemies, and that we should be an example, that we would be an example of grace to a culture looking for a God to worship. Until next time, I'm Bob Dyer, and this has been the Repurposed Man Podcast.